It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show, and we're continuing with our series on God stories. And joining me today is Pastor Gus Korkosellos. Now, about drugs, you said you weren't addicted to cocaine.
I wasn't addicted to drugs, you know, but
okay,
I did drugs.
I wanted to find out about that. You know how lucky you are, because that's such a minority for people not to be addicted to drugs. The first time you get, especially meth, it changes the brain chemistry.
You know what? I got to tell you, I think that's just my parents' prayers when I wasn't saved yet, because when I did cocaine and we'd go party, and again, I never had purchased. It was just at, you know, with my friends and people,
right.
You know, and it was always available.
Right.
And what was interesting, right before I got saved, it started to increase a lot more. And the availability of it was
so
a lot.
So you were still doing it as an adult then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, and again, it wasn't like every day or, you know, but every so often, you know, within, you know, depending on, you know, where we were at, or if it was a party going on. What's interesting is I believe that because I liked it, so it wasn't like I didn't like it, but I believe if I did not give my heart to Jesus in 1994, if I would have continued doing what I was doing, I would have had an addiction, no doubt about it. I would have been addicted. I think even drinking, I would have had an addiction too, because I was drinking a lot. And but it was just like, I think I was just one step away from major addictions.
Wow.
Major addictions. Now, I even did, like, I remember doing ad. We went to Las Vegas one time, and I'm thinking, these are things that I would never touch, you know, growing up. In the back of my mind, I was like, no, I would never do anything like that. Drugs, bad, horrible, you mm-hmm. know? And there I am in Las Vegas with a group of guys, and I'm doing acid. And I've never did it before again, but I mean, it was just that I actually did it. It's crazy.
What about the girlfriend you were with? Was she into that scene too?
Not as much. Yeah, party scene, absolutely. And then, you know, when I got saved, that's when I knew that wasn't the direction that God wanted me to go. And I told her, you know what, this has got to stop. We can't be doing this anymore. This isn't right. And I know we're not going to get married, because that's not the direction that God's, you know, that's not God's will. And that's when I got up, went back home, you know, and within 1 week of my salvation, I wasn't living. Well, actually, the day of my salvation, the day I gave my heart to the Lord, that in that summer, the 1994, actually that night. And then I called her and said, listen, you know what, we're done. And you need to get out of here also, because, you know, because I'm not going to be living, we're not going to do this anymore. So you need to start looking for another place. And I think she thought, oh, this is just something he's going through or whatever. A couple weeks later, it's like, you need to get your house in order. And even when she moved out, I remember she's like, well, can I get help? Because she was always trying to get me to communicate again. But God had shown me, disconnect and don't go back there.
Well, I talked to a psychotherapist, and she was saying that when a female sleeps with a man, she bonds to him, and she will do whatever she can to save the relationship, even if it's not a good thing for her.
Right.
She'll go to extremes usually for him because of that connection that God gave for a man and a wife to bond together. So that was probably real challenging for her. How about for yourself? Was it?
Oh, it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was, you know, I couldn't, here's another, I would have ended up going back if it wasn't for the accountability and the structure, the strong support system around me. But I made a decision to put myself in that support system too, and if it wasn't for that, there's no way I would have made it. I would have went back. I would have just went back to everything again. What helped me get through it? Of course, God's grace, obviously the Lord's strength. But at the same time, sometimes we're like, okay, Lord, help me. And God says, okay, I'm helping you. Here are some people that I'm bringing around you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a place I'm taking you so you can have accountability, you know? So this way, you know, when you're tempted, you know, you got somebody there, and it'll eliminate that temptation. And what does the enemy like to do? Try to isolate us, because if we're isolated, that's when we have a tendency to just, you know,
that's right. 'Cause
he beats us up and he starts to mess with our minds. But when you got the right people around you, when you're tempted to look back again, you know, and you got the right people, they're going to hit you over the head and say, hey, wake up. Come on now. What are you thinking? You know, you remember what that life was all about. You remember where you came from. Why are you even thinking about this even for a moment right now? And because the enemy comes and messes with us at that point, you know, and you have to have the right people. And that's where we talked about earlier, when I started going to church, the first thing they told me was, you know, when the doors of the church are open, be here. And when I wasn't working, I was in church. If I wasn't in church, I was at home with my parents, because that's where I was living at the time. So I had accountability at all times.
That's awesome.
And that was the protection that I had for the first year to help me, you know, get on my feet. because, you know, now God was renewing my mind. My character was being developed now. I mean, we're talking years of doing certain things a certain way. So again, we're saved, yes, when we say yes to Jesus, but then character doesn't come with just, you know, someone laying their hands on and say, okay, give me some character, you know? Character is developed in time.
That's right.
And it's a process.
So, wouldn't that be nice if we could be like, God, I'll take a number one in character, please, character, on the double.
Some oil and a quick prayer, and, you know, and what's your prayer request? Character.
Done.
Yeah, that's, you know, so that's a process. Yeah. And my process was, I call it my program, was living at home, going to church, you know, working. I mean, I was around the right people at all times. So even when it was tough sometimes, I remember one time I got in the car and I was going back, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to go back just for one time, you know, one night or something. And all of a sudden but there was so much word and so many people that had prayed for me and so many people had spoken into my life, you know, day after day after day. It was amazing. The battle was raging when I was by myself, you know, just for a moment, and I'm driving the car, and then all of a sudden I turned the car around and went back home.
I think there's something that Satan knows.
So it wasn't easy.
I think there's something Satan knows about people that God calls. He might not know what they're called to, but I think there's maybe in the supernatural that there is some type of, I hate to use the word aura, but I don't know. Maybe there's something in the supernatural around us that we can't see, but Satan sees. Because I know as a young girl, he appeared to me. I was like 4 years old, I remember. Then he appeared to me again in a physical form. And, you know, I'd grow up and think, why is he appearing to me? And God gave me the words to be able to cast him out. And I wonder, you know, someone said to me, perhaps he knew something in your future, but he didn't know when it was going to happen. Mm. And he wanted to take you out when you were young.
Sure, sure.
And perhaps the same thing for you.
Sure.
Because God knew, or Satan knew that God had something big for you, but didn't know when that big thing was going to happen.
Sure.
Or how it was going to happen. And he wanted to take you out as soon as he could. But we also have the choice to either listen to what God says or fall into temptation, because God says he doesn't give us a temptation more than what we can bear. And with every temptation, he provides a way of escape. So we can always escape and we want to do what God wants us to do, then Satan's going to be defeated.
That's right.
But he'll try every step of the way to take us out. Because your ministry is doing big things for a lot of people. I'm totally blessed knowing you in the short time. I was blessed going to your church.
Amen.
A good friend of ours, you know, gets blessed every time. And you always hear about Pastor Gus on the Steve Sanchez show every Monday.
That's awesome. Praise God.
So it's a blessing that, Amen. You know, I'm glad that you chose the life you did.
Yes.
Because you're affecting so many people for so good, so much good. So I guess thank you for choosing the life you chose. But what led you to become a pastor? How did that door open for you?
Well, as far as that, I just, you know, when I got saved, I just wanted more of God, you know. I just wanted to, I was so hungry and so thirsty. You know, when I went to church, when I was invited to go to Phoenix First, at that time, I had never been to Phoenix First, Pastor Barnett's church mm-hmm. there. And my worship leader now is where he was at Phoenix First on the worship team. Mm-hmm. And I met him where I used to work. So he invited me to church. And I walked in there, and I never had been in church where, you know, they open up the Bible and they teach the word and preach the word and you understand what's being said and the music and music in church. I mean, with drums and things like that, I was like, wow. And I mean, I was addicted immediately. I was like, this is awesome. So all of a sudden, I just continued to press into the things of God. And as I continued to go to church and get around the things of God, little by little, I fell into, you know, what God had called me. So little by little, people would hear about my testimony in my life, and all of a sudden, doors would open up, you know, and opportunities would open up for me to share the word, to share my testimony, and the next thing you know, a word gets to a church, and I'm sharing on a Sunday night, and then back in California with my pastor, he had said, you know, he had set up where I would come and share on a Saturday night special service, and then he changed it, and he goes, I want you to share on Sunday, and I mean, after that Sunday morning, I was like, I walked away going, oh my, this is unbelievable, you know, I was so fired up because I'm like, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I mean, just saw the people's lives that were impacted, and it was just awesome. And so little by little, within the first year, again, as I I like
first year of your salvation?
First year of salvation.
Okay.
You know, probably like seven or eight months into my salvation, I started to see that, you know, there was a call in my life that I was called to preach the gospel now, you know, but how everything was going to fall into place. No, I didn't know all the details at that point. But what I did was I continued to put myself where God was. And by doing so, then God, you know, clarified, you know, the next step. And the next thing I know, I'm, you know, we have a ministry, and we're in Indonesia preaching the gospel. And that was an amazing thing too. That was just, you know, again, just being in the presence of God, being in a Bible study, and the president of CBN of Asia.
Wow.
All of Asia, you know, in Indonesia, Jakarta.
As in Christian Broadcast Network.
Yeah, he's the one that's over all of Asia, and it's
wow.
Mark McClendon, and his brother was a good friend of mine from the airlines. So his brother had come to our house when we were having all these Bible studies and all the miracles that were happening. So his brother was coming from Indonesia to visit. So Mark, the guy that, you know, that's over CBN,
right,
in Indonesia, but over all of Asia there, his wife was ill. And when they came, David said, you know, you need to come to this house. I mean, things are happening here. You should have, you know, Gus's parents pray for you, you know. And they ended up in the living room, and they did pray for her, and she was touched. And in our conversation now, here in our living room now, see, not trying to force anything, but just being where God was in the Word, going to church, witnessing, lifting up his name, not trying to force anything. And by doing so, here's Mark all of a sudden, you know, the president of CBN of Asia there from Jakarta. We get, you know, we hit it off, and he goes, you need to come out, you know, and sure, in Indonesia. I go, really? And he goes, I'll set it all up for you. And you know what? Within a year, me and Pastor Robert went out to Jakarta in Indonesia, and we were doing services all over the place. I mean, because, you know, he had all the connections there, and that's how things just started to
wow,
take place.
That's
and it
amazing.
Just started, yeah, and it just started to, you know, snowball, you know, because word gets out at that point. So I never had a card, I never had a resume, nothing. It was all word of mouth, one step at a time. And, you know, one door would open up another door, and here we are today. And I always say, you know what, if we're where we're supposed to be, then, you know, then provision and what we're called to do will come looking for us, and the people and the resources and everything else will come find us as a byproduct of delighting in God, you know. And
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, amen. So, yeah.
Well, Pastor Gus, I've really had a great time talking about the life story that you've had and your journey with God. And
praise God.
You know, all I can say is God bless you and your ministry. And if you want to check him out at church, he's at Fire and Water International Church. Where are you located, Pastor?
We are on 20th Street and Roosevelt, the corner of 20th Street and Roosevelt. We're one block north of Roosevelt on 20th Street. And we have services Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and our you can you know all that information you can go to our webpage at fawic.org, and if you go to the webpage, it's got all the information, you know, TV programs, service times, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for being willing
Thank
to share
you.
Your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, remember, you know, God can use you no matter what, and
yes,
I would encourage you to take that journey God wants to take to you, because if Pastor Gus would have made the opposite decision of where God wanted him to be, many lives wouldn't have been affected. So each one of us have a purpose on earth, and God wants to use us to touch somebody else. So I want to encourage
yes.
you guys to take that journey with God so that you could be used to impact the world and impact people around you. So remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.